Did you know that there's two Yom Kippurs? Two Yom Kippurs? What are you talking about? Besides, I have enough trouble fasting in one Yom Kippur. I can't fast in two Yom Kippurs. No, no, no. One Yom Kippur is we have to keep the Maisa, and one Yom Kippur we learn about the Pashas Achrei that we're learning now for the last few weeks. Because Baruch Hu gave us the great Matana, the right in the middle of the year, about 6 months in each direction, we have a Pasha Achrei Mois that we learn to give us an Osiris about Yom Kippur. We should think back how we felt last Yom Kippur, when it started in the middle, at the end, by Ne'ilah, and the service that we had, and mainly the Kabbalah that we made. And to think, are we living up to the feelings we had at that time, to try to revitalize those feelings and check into the Kabbalah that we made, if we're keeping up the Kabbalah that we made. And maybe we have to make some new Kabbalahs, maybe things came up, whatever it is. But this is something that it's really very refreshing for us that we have right in the middle Parshas Achrei Mois with Tarichas of the whole Avedus and Kippur to give us a mid-year Osiris to revitalize our Geshem and our Kabbalahs and our Hasagas that we were so strongly feeling when the Kippur was the Maisa to Yom Kippur. There's these the saying and thinking Yom Kippur, that was the Maisa to Yom Kippur. I would say that one of the main things to think about is the din at the end of the parasha, towards the end of the parasha, that Kohen Gadol, once he served in the Begodim this year, he cannot use the Begodim again in Nichem Sham. Yes, the Begodim is the Begodim, he cannot use the same Begodim again next Yom Kippur. There's a Gevaldig Remez that we know that the Begodim are Merambas and Midas, like the Malbim goes by Riches and Bigdei Kahuna and Parshas Tetzaveh. And here the Torah is telling us that the Kohen Gadol, once he served in the Kodesh HaKodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash with Yom Kippur, with these Begodim, he has to put them away. They shouldn't come up next year the same thing. Next year has to be new Begodim. That's the new Matrega. Many people come to Yom Kippur, and every Yom Kippur is the same thing. They don't steig, they don't grow, they just go to Yom Kippur and do make Kabbalah, some make Kabbalah, and they don't keep them seriously. And every Yom Kippur is a Chazor of last Yom Kippur, Chas HaSholem. Every Yom Kippur has to be a new Eschatzus. The old things that we had, the old Kabbalahs, have to be in place, and now we have to look for new Kabbalahs. We have to steig all the time. So this is one of the good Masha Haskell for us to think about, and Parshas Achrei will end the Shabbos to think about how we felt last Yom Kippur, how we're going to feel the coming Yom Kippur, and give ourselves a chizik that we should be nesayer with the thing about the tshuva and the kabbalas that we made and to mechazik them. Good Shabbos, everybody. Kol Tov.